This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Two women were rescued from a technical climbing route known as a Via Ferrata in Telluride on Saturday night. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
The San Miguel Sheriff's Office says the women were from out of state and had never attempted a Via Ferrata before. The route includes narrow ledges and steel rungs hundreds of feet off the ground. They were unable to descend the rock wall themselves, so rescuers rappelled them down. Telluride opened Colorado's first Via Ferrata in 2006. Many more have since opened up. Experts recommend novices hire a guide, but there's still inherent risk. Last year, a guide died at the Ferrata in Idaho Springs. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado officials have euthanized another wolf after it repeatedly preyed on livestock. The wolf had been a long-running headache for ranchers in Routt County and Rio Blanco County. Since last summer, state officials say it attacked at least 22 sheep. It's the second wolf killed by Colorado Parks and Wildlife following livestock conflicts. Denver's 15th annual Juneteenth Music Festival will be bigger than ever, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
For decades, Denverites have been celebrating the end of slavery through Juneteenth traditions in the Five Points neighborhood. This year's big parade will take place on Saturday morning, followed by a street festival. And celebrations will happen in the neighborhood on Friday and Sunday. Organizers say the event is a celebration of freedom and a chance to support businesses in Five Points. One neighborhood historian, Charles Foster, says he wants more history and less business boosterism. But festival organizers maintain these goals aren't mutually exclusive.
Kyle Harris reporting. More news at CPR.org.